Can you rescue the microphone stand before it becomes five pieces? The star of the show. According to the schedule, we have until 3:30. And Vamsi Dar, are you going to be the microphone runner? Is he volunteering? Naveen, you want to volunteer for that? Give him the microphone. So what we're, for a little while, we'll see how it goes, we'll ask for volunteers, for persons who would like to share what your experience was, specifically for the japa session today, 32 rounds, 64 rounds, 108 rounds, whatever you chanted. And what helped you, what was the support that you were able to rely on most for that? And your overall experience of the time together, because it's been several days. It's been a long stretch. Go ahead, Madhu Bangal.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. I specifically wanted to share because the family who is here for the first time doing this, participating in this 32 round day, they're nervous and they're shy. So on their behalf, I wanted to share. Okay. This family, Ramesh Prabhu, Maheshwari Mataji, would you all please stand up? Kanya and Sampath. Sumant. So this family.
They're your neighbors?
No, they took Srimad Bhagavatam set last year from Shumber? The temple. And,
where's your home?
Arlington Heights.
Okay, Arlington Heights, okay.
Yes. So Mataji and, the entire family ever since chants one round every day on beats. And most of the time they join the Bhagavad Gita discussions. But today they came, the entire family, and for the first time, they never chanted 16 rounds, in one day. But today they all the entire family chanted 32 rounds.
How many?
32 rounds.
All four of you?
All of them. And specifically, Mataji and her daughter. Mataji wants to chant from tomorrow onwards 16 rounds. And daughter Kanya wants to chant 4 rounds with your blessings. So.
Thank you. And how about yourself, Madhu Mangal?
I have...
the microphone.
I chanted 38 rounds.
Okay.
One thing throughout this festival, the classes were very helpful. I'm counting, like, I think you started this since 2007, and I was counting. This is the 13th year.
And this is your 13th year?
For this festival.
For the festival of the Holy Name?
Of the Holy Name.
Wow.
One of the messages that I felt was getting closer into my heart is that the jaundiced condition of not having any taste for the Holy Name. So, I'm slowly accepting that. It's, the instruction is always there, theoretically. But I think because of your every year the efforts, the messages have been always new. I always wonder, like, how you come up with different topics on this holy name. Although, again, no taste from my side. This year, the message was for me on a personal level that the jaundiced condition is what is at the root of not having any taste for the holy name. The jaundiced, not experiencing any taste. So, but then there are other messages that kind of propelled me to take up this task more seriously. One of those messages is having a relationship with the holy name, which is pretty esoteric for me at this moment, but somehow I'm taking the empowerment and your instructions and the teachings of the acharyas that as we can relate to Kishore Kishore or beloved deities, I'm hoping to relate at some point with the holy name also, with the Nama Prabhu. And one of the meditations was also about serving the holy name. Somehow, I was not specifically imagining anything, but just by chanting the holy name, I'm trying to serve. So there were times during those 38 rounds when I was dozing off or mind is getting diverted or distracted. But somehow, this morning's class was very helpful to bring it back and practice. I took the Dirgha Kala practice as today as the starting point of the Dirgha Kala, or extended period of time practice. So I'm also seeking your blessings. Thank you.
Anyone else would like to share their experience during this japa time today? Yes?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. It was a very transforming experience of japa today for me. For past many, many months, it's apathetic and completely dry and distractive chanting. It's literally like an oasis in the desert. Thank you so much for the last 4 days' messages combined with the Madhurya Kadambini sessions at Naperville. The heart is getting softened a little bit and shifting to the positive side. Particularly, there are few messages that really struck, and then I took shelter of for today's japa session. Carefully striving Adarad in that nectar of instruction, 7 verse. I have been meditating for past year on that. Particularly, Yamunajivan Prabhu's session, it was very practical and very meaningful, which I wrote down, and I'm seeking blessings of you and Kishore Kishori to take it back home. So that carefully striving part is there. And then the heart of the bhakti, intention to please Krishna. So those two things, they have been the inspiration, but what particularly helped me take the deeper is the buzzer. You had that slide where the buzzer is pressing, attend to the holy name. It really struck me as you were discussing about Prabhupada's example, that buzzer. I was thinking only very intimate and special servants have that access to answer that buzzer. Here is Krishna in the form of holy name. Every single day, he is actually giving that buzzer, even to such a foolish and insignificant soul like me. That really propelled me to cultivate that anukulyena, Krishnanshilnam, to really, I want to please that loving person.
So, and you were able to complete how many rounds today?
68.
68. Wow. Was that a first?
Sorry, Maharaj.
Is that the first time you've chanted that many rounds in one day?
I think I chanted 82 in one of the festivals.
Ah. Okay.
But
we ended a little earlier, 2:30.
Particularly, that number, it's really, I don't know. It's really meaningful for me because I have been chanting 16 rounds every day, but there is so much of struggle with the time management and everything. Mm. So it...
Not just the quantity, but it's the quality.
Yeah.
Was different.
It really convinced me that with the blessings, if I have a little bit of that determination, it can be possible.
Fantastic.
There are two other messages which actually helped. You were sharing this morning, ear conquers the mind.
Yes.
So that was like, it was going all around and I was like bringing it back. And then Satkara, that also kind of added to that Adarad with reverence and carefully striving. And finally, you have shared, I think on the second day, don't have expectation for a peak or high experience.
That's Purijan.
Yeah, so I have been meditating on that, Krishna, this is really for you, not really for me. Of course, I have been in that dry chanting, but I'm not expecting anything. I just want to receive whatever you are lovingly giving.
That's our relationship. We receive and we serve without expectation, other than the relationship. Did you get a chance to not have to babysit? And many babysitters.
So actually for that reason, I wasn't going into this morning with an expectation of 32 rounds. So I was thinking, rather than...
You're really loud when you want to be. A little louder.
Yes, Maharaj. I wasn't going into today with an expectation of 32 rounds, just the dynamism that comes with a small child. So I was thinking, let me just focus on the having just a really attentive chanting session. And there were a few things that really helped with that. The liminal space lecture really resonated. Maybe it's the architect in me, but just seeing it from that angle was extremely inspiring. Especially just recently, there's several fairly large transitions happening that were a little difficult to take.
Put the microphone a little closer, thanks.
Yes, Maharaj. That were a little difficult to take and understand and sort of assimilate into a new way of looking at things. One of them being the temple garden, the other the transition at Krishna House.
Hmm.
And so Friday after the Harinam on the beach, a few of the residents and former residents there organized a very small kirtan there as kind of like a closing of that chapter and opening up of a new chapter for Krishna House. And so through that, I got the realization that the configuration of matter is always changing, but the one constant is that chanting of the holy name.
Yes.
And so then that was inspiring. Whatever happens, just hold on. And connecting that to the liminal space, just hold on to get through that passage,
yes.
No matter how uncomfortable it may seem.
Yeah.
And then Yamuna Jivan Prabhu's exercise of listing out all of our disqualifications just made that even more powerful, because in spite of all of this, Krishna still makes himself so available. So it was a really beautiful experience.
Good. So you can lead to 32.
Yes.
Very good. We have more ladies than men, so maybe we'll get some more responses from the ladies. Very good. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. This festival of holy name is very special for me. because 4 years ago, that was very first time I chanted 16 rounds or more than 16 rounds. And I've been coming, this is the fourth year I'm attending, but first year when I was here, there was definitely some happiness that came through it. And last 2 years I was trying to get to that and it wasn't happening. But this year in one of your classes, it struck me where you said that we want to aspire to just connect with Krishna. You know, nothing for myself. And that struck me and I took that as a guideline to chant this time. And it was really amazing. Not having that expectation, not going in with that expectation that I want something for myself. And second thing, I've never been able to chant in front of the deities because, I just realized I have so many weaknesses. So I've always thought, what qualification do I have to go stand in front of the deities and chant? But Yamuna Jeevan's Prabhu's exercise that he made us do, where he made us list our disqualification and weaknesses, and then he made us, submit that to Krishna. That was really powerful for me because for the first time I was able to go chant in front of the deities. And I did my very last round in front of Krishor Kishori and it's amazing. I don't know how to describe it.
Reciprocation?
Yes.
And you completed how many rounds today?
48.
But it's not just the quantity, it's the experience.
Yes, right.
Wow. That's happy news. Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Few things when I was chanting today was, revolving in my mind. Intention, attention, and pleasing Krishna. And I heard many times chanting is also a service to Krishna, but today when I was trying to chant and I was trying to remember that instruction, it's a service to Krishna, and I was able to chant more attentively. So then I was feeling initial first class in the beginning, I was chanting 16 rounds on that day. Even at the last round, I was thinking that, it's like, why is it 16th round? Right? But today also, I was just thinking at the last round, so it is getting over. So, it was like a different experience. One more thing, I was always thinking there is nothing in the number, quantity. But, the quantity also matters because, as we chant more and, today my experience was initial 16 rounds was good quality, but even when I was chanting, I was thinking it will not be good, but I was able to focus more attentively even the end of my last round as well. So quantity also helps. That's what I was thinking.
Did you have to take care of your son today?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So how many rounds were you able to complete?
64.
Even with some child care, parenting stuff. Okay, looking over to the ladies' side again. I see some ladies looking down because they know that I know how to call on people. Someone would like to volunteer?
Actually, I started to chant a little late. Like, we started only at 8:30. Before that, I had not chanted any rounds. I think I just chanted one round. Something that actually kind of helped me was the, like, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quote that you said, just hear, and yes, like what she was saying, like the ear, yes, conquers the mind. So for me, I was constantly meditating on that, that I have to hear the holy name no matter what.
And what happened?
So, I was able to hear for some part, but then there were also like lot of times when I was not able to hear, and then again I had to remind myself and say that the most of the chanting, I was just trying to make sure that I was hearing all the syllables. So that was good. My focus.
That's meditation. And then? Were you hearing?
I was hearing.
You were hearing?
Yeah.
And the experience as you were hearing?
Actually, one thing that kind of, I'm actually very conscious when devotees are around, because I feel that I chant little loudly. Mm-hmm. So I have to kind of pay attention not to distract others. But today, mostly I was thinking that it's just me and the holy name. That's all there is. There is nothing else, and I have to pay attention, and this is what I have to do. So that kind of helped me to chant. I mean, they were better than what I usually do. I cannot really say anything about the experience, Maharaj. Like, yeah.
So since you got a late start.
Yeah, I did not have breakfast. All the 32 rounds, I didn't take a break. But after 32 rounds, as soon as I finished 32 rounds, I was feeling hungry and like so. Until then, I was fine. As soon as I finished, and then I was feeling, hey, I'm feeling hungry, I have to go eat something now. Yeah, so it's like.
Okay. Thank you. So,
thank you.
We have another volunteer here.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. So first of all, I have to thank the management who wonderfully organized for this retreat. So the best part of this retreat is your lecture on liminal spaces, where you have given an example of a caterpillar contemplating on flying, and it actually prepares for transforming into a butterfly. And other essays that one of your lectures you have given is, if you value, whatever you value, the attention flows towards that. So first I have keep on saying myself repeatedly that service to Krishna or pleasing Krishna is the most valuable thing. By keep on repeatedly telling to myself, that actually helped me to avoid taking off false shelters.
Outsiders?
False shelter.
False shelters. Okay, got it.
So then from your, from the Prabhupada's example, from your lecture on liminal spaces, I was contemplating on, okay, today I have to please Krishna by doing a nice japa rounds, or what are the points that I have learned in this retreat. And when I'm contemplating, interestingly, I got one thought. Chanting Hare Krishna means it's like requesting or praying to internal energy of Krishna to engage in the service of Krishna. So if I'm unable to, if I'm inattentively or unable to request the internal potency of Krishna to engage in service, then how could actually I would gain the trust or faith of internal potency to engage in the service of Krishna? So I found that was a bit thoughtful. So
wanted to do what? Say the last part again. You wanted to.
Oh yeah. So
just the last part.
Sorry. It's okay, Maharaj. I don't know up to what part you understood.
Now I've forgotten everything.
Okay.
Just when you speak slowly. And then when you're getting ready to conclude the statement, you go real fast, and I can't catch it because you go real fast.
Yeah, I'll
be kind upon it, old fellow, has hard hearing.
Sorry, Maharaj.
Thank you.
So I was thinking that if I couldn't attentively request the internal energy of Krishna to engage in the service, then how could she trust me to actually engage in the service of the Lord?
Okay, keep going.
So that thought, when I'm contemplating on pleasing Krishna, helped me to make myself to be more accountable when chanting, and more not only felt more accountable to be chanting attentively, but also that made me to chant attentively more organically instead of striving for that. And the example that you have given from Bhajana Rahasya or Madhurya Kadambani, that attaining Ruchi is a gradual process, it's like a Bhakti Lata. I also recalled that point once a while to make myself slow down, that yeah, you're not gonna.
So let me ask you a question, because this is long. As you're going along chanting the holy name, are these thoughts running kind of like in a parallel track with the hearing and the chanting and these thoughts?
No, Maharaj. This is my preparation before I started chanting.
Okay.
So, Yamuna Jivan Prabhu's class, he talks about how we have to prepare before chanting. So,
right.
So I put up all the points that I have taken from this retreat.
Okay, got it.
So, that helped. And also, always keep on hearing, helped me to keep going a bit smooth for this, doing all these rounds, Maharaj.
I'm looking at a very slow speaker here amongst us. Sri Rupa. He knows. Anybody else would like to share besides Sri Rupa? Yes. She doesn't mind. It's okay. She speaks a whole sentence in one syllable. She's really good. She's just built-in sutra maker. Right? Go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is my first time coming to Festival of Holy Name. And when I came here, I had a goal. Before I came here, I had a goal.
Yeah.
My goal was to fix my morning schedule. I was chanting through the day and then at the night, and I was not happy with that before. So I wanted to use the Mangalarti time every day. And because if we do it 4 days, fifth day automatically body will wake me up. So I was able to attend all 4 days. So I'm hoping from tomorrow I might go back to my morning schedule and chant mornings and stay consistent, hopefully. This is a very humbling experience, because everybody is so caring, especially Sri Radhika Mataji. She took care of my kids. I don't have to do anything for them.
Wow.
Child care, no children to bother. And the youth was very impressive. The way their energy, I wish I have that kind of energy, but I don't. The youth, they just finish cooking just like that. I mean, cleaning just like that. It's like, they think about it and it just happens in like 20, 15 minutes. And it's amazing to see how much they can achieve in very less time. And if we, so many Matajis, we sit together and we cannot achieve that much in less time. But the youth did it really, really. I'm really appreciative of their energy. I wish my children grow up to like them in the future. It's very inspiring to see them actively take lead and do so many activities in this temple.
I want to hear from your daughter what her experience was like with Sri Radhika. Either one.
This one.
Would you like to share what your experience was with it? No, she's sparing her head.
Yeah, this whole experience was pretty good for me too. I mean, as a young girl going into my next phase of life in high school, it was sort of like, you know, pretty inspiring to see other people my age also doing these things. It kind of like, you know, helped me motivate myself to like, you know, go through with this whole, you know, with chanting, with doing bhakti, practicing it and everything like that. And everyone here was so kind and so loving and, you know, just so supportive about everything that's been happening aside from Krishna consciousness. And they also, you know, yeah, that's basically it.
Your sister's getting another chance. You want to share anything? You want to hide? She's going to hide. Okay. Got it. Hey, are you going to, this is summer vacation, right? Looking at your older daughter, just lean that way. Lean that way. No. Yeah. Do you have a plan for some regular chanting during the summer?
Yeah, I mean,
what's your plan?
So for chanting during the summer, I know, like, regularly you have to do, like, around 16 rounds.
No, what's your plan? Not that what you're not going to do. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. I'm basing it off of that. I mean,
getting wound up. Okay.
I'm going to try doing 4 rounds in the morning and 4 rounds in the afternoon.
Wow. Awesome. Fantastic. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
So, okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. The message that resonated with me for the session was hearing the holy name.
Hearing?
The holy name.
Hearing the name.
When we chant. I was really trying to put that into practice. And my I chanted 35 rounds today.
Okay.
The first half I chanted way early. That was easy to pay attention. It was not too difficult. But after the second half I chanted after 9 o'clock and the mind was all over the place.
No.
It was very difficult to hear. And then I had to tell my mind that you have to find fault in what you hear in the pronunciation. So then the mind became very alert. It was trying to find mistakes in the chanting. So it worked out okay. Another inspiration was the Narottam Das Thakur's bhajan that you put together. That was very nice. And one more inspiration was, I never thought of this before, Yamuna Jeevan Prabhu's point on concluding japa session. I thought japa is done, it's done. But he laid emphasis on how to conclude japa. And I was thinking, how am I going to conclude my 32 rounds? And I saw the schedule that there is service hour after 12, so I wanted to finish my 32 rounds before 12 and probably do some service. And when I went downstairs to ask the organizers if I could help out, they said, oh, fantastic, here's the pot washing service for you. And I was really overwhelmed looking at all the pots that were piled up. And I was not sure if I made the right choice. So I quietly submitted to the idea and then started with a very small pot. I started scrubbing, and out of nowhere I got help, and there were a lot of devotees very soon to help out, and we formed an assembly line and we got all the pots washed. It was nice.
Krishna to the rescue again. Okay, I think we'll wrap up unless somebody, someone wants to share. Then we'll conclude.
I think this time some of the points that you told in the lecture, it was very helpful, Maharaj. Some were very touching to me. You said Krishna has everything and we can't give anything, but only our heart, we can give our own heart and love. So I was thinking about that. So how to be grateful is by giving our heart. So I was thinking about that. So I was grateful for whatever I've been receiving. So I was just praying with that. I was just saying that I'm so grateful for get this beautiful gift. And other point was like today's flickering mind. Today's topic was very helpful. The last summary, the few points were very helpful. Like Nama Prabhu, you said relationship, develop relationship with Nama Prabhu. That was very helpful for me.
Did you make any progress in that relationship?
Yeah, this time, I think this was the very first time I was really focusing on that aspect.
And so what happened?
It really helped me. I was feeling that Nama Prabhu was helping me. Yeah, so I was focusing more on that than Krishna, asking Krishna directly. So somehow help me to chant. So I was, thank you so much, Maharaj. And yeah, I consciously, I tried to hear as much as I could.
Yeah.
And yeah, Sankalpa was helpful. I just prayed to the Prabhupada and all the devotees, everybody, to help me finish 32 somehow. I didn't plan for more, but it was very easy for me to finish 32 rounds. I did not even feel any struggle. It became, I thought, God mercy. And so when I was distracted, I tried all the methods that I was learning in the 4 days, like Emunajivan Prabhu's thing, preparing the previous night for the next day, and also after every round to thank for helping me finish, focus my rounds. So, I mean, whatever I learned, I tried to apply everything, whatever I remember.
Okay, you're saying the magic words. We're ready for the wrap-up, because that's the wrap-up. The wrap-up is here's three things. I, just hearing what you all shared, and there's others that didn't get to share because they were looking down or didn't want to call on the shy ones, but there seems to be some kind of consistency, some synergy coming out of what you heard and what you applied and what was your experience. Certain messages seem to stand out as, you know, something that really helped several persons. And second point is, there's to get the best benefit from the time, the 4 days we've spent together, or whatever part of it your schedule permitted you to do, reflect, discuss, and identify preferably a small number, one or two, maybe some list on the side, but one or two that you want to take and go more deeply in. And purposefully, this, the topics that I spoke about, they were new at the same time. They're, in one sense, different perspectives on some of the same things, at least, you know, from my vantage point. So hearing again and hearing again and hearing again and applying again and applying, this is this Patanjali Yoga Sutra message. Something that's particularly gives you strength. Go more deeply with it. And then after some time, something else may be giving you strength, but that strength that you got from that previous thing doesn't leave you. It's just you're now focusing on another, because the essence still remains, like kind of like what Yasodhananda was saying, that, you know, the form and the circumstance change, but the essence doesn't change. So select one or two messages that really resonated with you, and take the time, pause, and reflect. Write it down, and then you apply. Again, on the side, some other messages, and you may want to go back and hear the recordings or take a look at your notes or whatever it is that you use to help you get a refresh, and maybe something else will stand out later, but for the time being, focus. And then a third thing that's really helpful is share with somebody, or even more helpful is somebody that's a friend or a spouse or a family member or a something, and let them know, I want to report to you how I'm doing with this. Even if it's, oh, I got distracted again. But holding ourselves accountable to a friend or someone that, you know, we have a confidential relationship with, it helps the confidential relationship, and it helps you stay on track. Even if you get off track, it'll help you just having that reporting. And try, let's just say, I don't know, 3 weeks. That's, you know, it's longer than two and it's not a month. And make an effort between now and the next 3 weeks. You do that one or two things and see where it takes you. In terms of whatever it is that you're hoping to accomplish, your sankalpa, your intention that you're hearing, or you're becoming more aware of your relationship with Krishna, your relationship with the holy name, whatever it is that the goal, that stay with something and see how it helps you get closer. You'll see the ups and the downs, but if you apply, you'll also see some progress, because that's how progress is made. So with faith and with some consistency, or we were hearing, being persistent. And then all the other things that make up your life. See how that helps you in your cooking in the kitchen, or helps you in the workplace, or it helps you in your relationships with community members, or whatever else that makes up your life. Make that diverse service connection with the holy name. And it'll help you strengthen the connection with the holy name, which will help you strengthen your Krishna consciousness and all of your other services. Because we're a holistic entity. Our lives are like that, but that the root is of our awakening of Krishna consciousness is through the sound of Krishna's holy name, the form of the sound of Krishna's holy name. And that's this liminal space. You know, we don't normally do stuff like that. We do things that are fruitive. You know, you want to something or other, so you do something or other to get that something or other. You roll in a course or become student at a college so you can get that something or other. And I mean, who remembers what we learned in third grade science class? But it was really important when we were doing third grade science class. Or whatever it is. So this is something that's an ongoing, permanent. And the more we enter into the spiritual conception of what we're doing, the more effect we're going to get. So we have to, we have to practice at it. Like the path going into the forest. There's no path in the forest. But somebody went up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And now there's this path in the forest. So keep practicing in a conscious, faithful manner, and it becomes a path in the forest, a way to get to where we want to go, and it becomes very simple. Not jumping over logs and rocks and tripping and slipping. It's just a path in the middle of the forest. Okay. We're at our breaking point. Anything, Sundri Radha, you want to have us appreciate and honor one another's participation or something like that? She's a pretty good MC, huh? Just ask her. Everything was done flawlessly. That was another joke. There's challenges doing something like this. Try it sometime. There's challenges doing something like this. And, you know, bless her heart. This is the second time around and she's ready for the next one too. How you go?
Thank you, Marj. And thank you all so much for coming, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do a retreat. So thank you all for coming, and I hope next time you come and bring a friend. So please, we can make it even a better experience and with more devotees, so we can have more kirtan. So please do come again and bring a friend. Just one logistical announcement is that we do have 2 go boxes for you. They're by the kitchen, and I'll be there. So if you can stop by soon, and then we can close that down, and then we can depart. But I do have 2 go boxes, so please, if you did get a 2 go box, it's pizza, it's really good, please stop by and take some. And thank you all again so much, and we will see you soon. Hare Krishna.